This is In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities.
Hi, I'm Lola, one of the program producers. Today we're talking with Linda Romero. This is part one of two. Tell us your coming out story.
I was born in Denver, Colorado in 1954. My coming out experience was in Denver, Colorado in about 1983. I had a very good coming out community. I connected with radical lesbian feminist separatists. I was introduced to the Chicana lesbian through a writer named Sherry Moraga, who has done a book called Loving in the War Years. It felt like heaven when I found her book.
Did you come out to your parents right away?
I came out to my parents probably within 8 months of coming out to myself. I had gone to PFLAG and had started going to the Gay and Lesbian Community Center of Colorado and attending lesbian groups and finding women's bookstores. Found PFLAG actually very nice because it felt, oh my goodness, there's parents who actually still love their children and support them. Not that my parents don't love me. I had a brother and came out to him at the same time. My family and I just struggled from that point on. We went for years without talking to each other, and we all lived in Denver. It only improved once they moved from Denver to Tucson, and then our relationship got better. And then when my brother got married, this woman took over my role that I was supposed to have in the family, and that eased some tension in my family structure, too. But we never talked about me being gay or lesbian, never, ever.
Were they concerned about your safety?
Yes. I believe it was my dad who said, "Do you know what kind of life you've chosen? How hard this will be for you." My response in my head was, it would be a lot harder for me not to be out. I had resigned myself to being alone by the age of 23.
And how old were you when you came out?
I was 28. I knew really early on that I liked girls, and I hid it until 1983. There was just the way my family would talk. I had a cousin who was gay. They just talked nasty about him.
When you were young, did you have any images of women being strong?
Well, I'm watching TV. A Doris Day movie comes on called On Moonlight Bay. Within the first 3 minutes, she comes out from underneath an automobile, dressed in overalls, covered in grease, and that was it. Not only can I love women, but it was like I can be different. And throughout the movie, she remains an independent woman. But as far as in really personal life, I never really saw any personally strong women.
Was there pressure for you to be girly?
They made effort. And at Easter time, they always tried to dress me up. But because my family was working class and money was an issue, luckily I had an older brother and I got all his hand-me-downs. So I was always in jeans and shirts and stuff. Because if I had a sister, I would have been wearing dresses. That was horrible. No.
Tune in next time to hear part two of Linda Romero's coming out story.
You've been listening to In Our Own Voices, amplifying Tucson's LGBTQ plus communities. To hear more, visit kxci.org.